Okay, it's to understand.
Is it as if those other ten generations
they were all
made tshuva because of Avraham?
No, no, no tshuva. No tshuva. We'll see in a minute. That's why it's very difficult. You see, we read sometimes a lot of things. We don't try and understand what's written here, because it's very clear that there is a problem here. When you read it in Hebrew, in translation to English, whatever, that you see there is a problem. There are people that did the sin, and one guy comes and get the reward for what? For the sins?
No, you said that you'll explain. You'll explain.
I know. I don't, you want me to explain?
Okay. Yes, of course. Right. I am anxious.
Okay. So let's see. When Noah gets out of the ark after the flood, what is he supposed to do now? They supposed to go and build a new world. Where?
Wherever he stopped.
Where do you think he should stop?
Where stopped?
In Canaan? No. I mean, in Eretz Israel.
Why in Eretz Israel?
Well, it was in Ararat, which wasn't so far away.
But why do you think in Eretz Israel?
Well, he was studying that.
Because you have to understand, from the beginning of the world, we are all trying to get to the end of days, or in other words, to the Geula, to the redemption. Now, to get there, we have to combine three things. Eretz Israel, Am Israel, and Torah Israel. In other words, the Torah, the nation, Am Israel, and the place which is Eretz Israel. That's the only place in the world where you can fulfill the Torah in full. You know other places you can do it. Because there are mitzvahs that you can do only in Eretz Israel. And not only those mitzvahs that you can do in Eretz Israel, also all the other mitzvahs have the real power if you do them here. If you do them abroad, they haven't got the same power. Mm-hmm. We talked about also in the past. But now let's understand what's going on here. Noah gets out of the ark. And as we understand, he's supposed to go where? To Canaan. Now what happens? What is happening that in the middle, when they're going in the right direction, Nimrod decides to stop in Shinar and to build this beautiful city with a big tower that goes up to heaven. We all know the story. Yeah. Now while this is happening, a very interesting thing happens, by the way. That I saw it this week is an unbelievable chiddush. It's written that before all these buildings started to take place, there was one nation that left. It was Ashur. It says, "Min aretz ha'i yatza Ashur va'even et Ninveh v'et Rechovot." So it's one nation, or a group of people, left all the people that went out of the Noah's Ark, and Nimrod stopped at this place and start going against God. So one nation says, that's not for me. I'm seeing where this is moving to. I'm leaving. And it's very interesting that the letters of the Torah are called Ashurit. Safa Ashurit. But we know it's Hebrew. Why is it called Ashurit? Because the only nation that kept the right language was Ashur. Why? Because they left before God mingled everything and made all those mumble that all the languages were different. In other words, the original language did not exist anymore. But there
Aramaic?
Was only one nation, not
Aramaic,
Ashurit, Hebrew.
Ah.
The ancient Hebrew.
It's called like this?
It's called Ashurit. Mm. It's very interesting why it's called Ashurit. But because Ashur is the only nation that left the place before God did all the changing of the languages. In other words, they had the original language that the world was created in, which is the Hebrew, which is called Ashurit.
Do you think Did they survive the flood?
It doesn't matter. But the language is called after their name. Because they were the only nation that kept the language. They didn't survive. The only guy who survived the flood is Noah. Nobody survived. But that's the point is to understand what's going on. It's very interesting.
No. They are a generation from Noah. No.
Sorry, this is after Noah.
This is after Noah.
This is not the idea. Of course they survived.
It's a generation from Noah.
Yes. Now, what's happening here, there? There we all know the story with Avram Avinu that he went against all those idol worshippers and against his father who was building the idols, etc. We all know those stories. And he has got to a whole fight with Nimrod. And Nimrod throws him into the fire in Ur Kasdim. And the miracle happens and he's being saved from the fire. The fire doesn't touch him. God saves him from the fire. And then his father leaves the place. In the end of Parashat Bereshit, Enoach, sorry. Vayikach Terach et Avram bno. Terach takes his son, Avram's his son, and Lot ben Aran ben bno, and his grandson Lot, and Sarah, the wife of Avram. Vayetzu itam me'ur Kasdim. The end of the last parasha. Look what's written here. They're going out from Ur Kasdim. Two psukim from the end of Noah. So they're going out from Ur Kasdim. Where is their intention to go? What's written?
Canaan.
Do they get to Canaan?
No.
Where do they get to?
Haran.
Why do they want to go to Canaan?
Eric was going to take them.
Interesting. Where is Avraham Avinu going now?
To Canaan.
To Canaan. Did he get there?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why the Torah is mentioning
that
he not only had the intention to get to Canaan, but he's the only one who really got there. In other words, from the minute that everybody's going out of the ark, they were supposed to go where? To Canaan. Do they get to Canaan?
No.
All those 10 generations didn't get to Canaan. Who was the only one who got to Canaan? Avram Avinu. Now the Mishnah is telling us a very interesting point. The one who finishes the mitzvah is the one who's getting the whole reward. In other words, those 10 generations were making God angry. Why? Because they didn't do what they were supposed to do to get to Canaan. The only one that got to Canaan is Avraham Avinu, so he took the reward for all the generation.
Okay, that's good.
That's Rav Nevenzahl. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Because, you know, people read the Mishnah and they don't even see what's written there. And here you see it's written that Avraham Avinu got out. God is not telling him where to go, but he knows where to go. And the Torah is not telling us that he knows where to go. He also gets there. Why does the Torah mention to us that he got there? Because all those other generations didn't get there. They were also supposed to get there.
Yeah, they mentioned it and they settled there.
Yes.
Terach must have become Baal Teshuvan if he was heading for Canaan.
Yeah, but he ended where? In Haran. Haran is Haron Af. Haron Av is anger.
Anger?
Because Yetzer Hara is everywhere. And he always tries and stops us from getting to the mission. And, you know, the lesson here is also we have to understand an interesting thing. When you start something, finish it. Because if you don't finish it, you're not going to get rewarded for it.
Right. Someone else will finish it.
Exactly. And another big lesson, if you see something good that is being started but nobody finishes it, you finish it and you get the reward for everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Avraham did.
But Shem probably didn't want Terach to get to Canaan because he died along the way.
There is a very interesting point here. That the thing is, the Torah is written in a way that it looks like Terach died and then Avraham Avinu left. But it's not true. Avraham Avinu left when Terach was still alive. But the Torah is trying to do a cover-up on the surface. But when you check the dates and everything, you get to the conclusion that Terach didn't die yet. So the question will be, how is Avraham Avinu leaving his father?
Because God commanded him to.
But it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. So it's written like, it looks like that he left. The Torah doesn't say it, but it looks like it. That Terach died and then Avraham left. But that's not true. Because he's being told to leave when Terach is still alive. And by the way, he's being told to leave everything. But what does it mean? You take Sarah and you leave the place. You leave all the other parts of your family there. But what's happening?
It takes Lot to Lot.
Does he take Lot?
It says he takes Lot.
Let's go to the and see who is taking who or what's happening.
How
here.
Is called the language Hebrew? How is the original?
They call it Safash. Ktav Ashuri.
It's
Ktav Ashuri.
It says here Avraham took his wife and Lot.
Yes, let's go pasuk before. Exactly. Let's go pasuk before. Vayelech Avraham, pasuk dalet. Vayelech Avraham, kaasher diber elav Hashem, and vayelech ito Lot. Lot, Avraham didn't take him. He went with him. Uh-huh. Then when he went with him, Avraham didn't have a chance. So he took him with him. What can he do? The guy is running after him. Now why is Lot going with Avraham Avinu? And now you see another interesting thing. Vayelech ito. Ito, again it's Hebrew, I'm sorry. Because in Hebrew, in English, there are two words that saying, I went with him. Ito ve'imo. Ito is with him physically, but not spiritually. Not with the same intention. Imo, when it's imo, im, it's together, not only physically, but also spiritually, with the same intention. Mm. So if the Torah is telling us somebody went im somebody else, with somebody else, with a verb, im, it means that they went together. Mm-hmm. Together, soul and body, the whole thing. If the Torah is telling him ito, with him in with the verb ito, it means that they went only physically together, but with not with the same intention. Okay? Again, this is a lesson of words. The way the Torah uses words to tell us a whole story. Every word, every verb, it's telling us a story. So what's written here? Not vayelech imolot, but vayelech ito. In other words, Avraham Avinu going because God told him to do. Why is Lot going? Not with the same intention. So why is he going with Avraham Avinu? Why do you think? What makes Lot go with Avraham Avinu? To leave his place, to leave his home, and go with this Michigan uncle?
Because Avraham... he has the money.
Oh! Yes.
He has the money.
No, he has no money. He will have...
Avraham Avinu's got no children. Who is going to inherit everything? Mm-hmm. The closer relation, which is Lot. Lot one day wakes up in the morning and sees his uncle is leaving with all the wealth, with all the cattle and everything. So, my inheritance is walking away. Oh, I cannot let this happen. My Yerusha is going. So he goes with Avraham. And when do we see it? That what is motivating Lot is money. When they have a fight, and Avraham is asking Lot, you know, let's separate. You choose wherever you want to. And what is Lot choosing?
Still.
To live with all those evil people. Why? Because there is money there.
Good pasture land.
But it says here, Vayikra.
Yes, that's afterwards. That's what I'm saying. Because the first pasuk is Vayelech Avraham Diber Elav Hashem Vayelech Ito Lot. He is with him. So the Torah is telling Avraham is not going to leave him in the middle of the way. He's taking him with him. But the thing is, God is not talking with him on all the promises anymore, only when Lot is leaving. Then he's promising all those good things. Okay? Now, another interesting thing. Let's go to... Well, there's a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about another thing. And this is... First of all, we'll go to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yudalet. Got it? Pasuk 14. Ve'ashem amar el Avram, achare ipared lot meimo. When is he talking to Avram? What is the Torah specifically telling us? After Lot left. Sana einecha ro'et ha'makom. Look at the place. Everything is going to be yours. Ki et kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh. All this land is going to be yours. Yours and your zaracha. How do you say zaracha? Your seed, but your followers, your not your followers, your
offspring.
Yes.
Zera.
Yes. Ad olam. Here is the promise to us that Eretz Israel is us. Forever. There is no claim to nobody on Eretz Yisrael. Ve'samti et zaracha ke'afar ha'aretz asher yuchal ish limnot afar. I will put your seed as the sand on the earth and nobody can count it. Okay? Now we go to... There is this... big war with the kings and with Lot and everything, but we're not going to talk about this time. We're going to...
This needs to be in the Knesset, like, very big.
What?
This sentence. Et zeracha kafar haaretz ve'kol, here says, from eastward and westward, yes. And southward, yeah. And very big there. Everybody to see.
And okay. The MPs will make a fuss, won't they?
Everything is ours.
The Arab MPs, member Knesset, make a fuss, won't they?
Let's go to Pasuk, to Perek, Tetvav. Pasuk Pasuk Vav Pasuk 6. Got it?
Yeah, he trusted in Hashem.
Ve'emin ba'Hashem ve'yachshevei alo tzedaka. But what's happened here? But before this, he didn't believe in God? What is the Torah trying to tell us? This is the big believer that found God by himself. So what is the Torah trying to tell us here? Let's go now back a little. Vayomer Avram, Pasuk Bet. Same Perek, Pasuk Bet. Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim. My Lord, God, Mati Tenli, what are you going to give me? Vanochi Olech Hariri, I've got no children. Uben Meshek Beti Uda Mesek Eliezer. Vayomer Avram, and Nilo Natata Zera, you didn't give me children. And I will have to give everything to whom? To my slave. Okay? And Pasuk Hei, I want to ask you something. What did we say 2 minutes ago? What is God promising Abraham?
Everything.
That his seed is going to be like the earth. Like the sand on the earth.
Yes.
So what is this big believer saying now? I've got no children?
Yeah.
Didn't God promising children? 2 minutes ago?
Your Zerach.
This is before this, as we said.
Yes.
So he's being promised from God, you're going to have children. So what is his doubt?
But look, he's so natural that he's old and he's Sarah is old.
But this is Avraham Avinu, the great believer. God promised you, God will deliver.
That's providing you live up to his standards. That's why many times people question God. They weren't questioning God, they questioned their own.
That will get to we'll get to it in a minute, that he thought it like this was his righteousness. He believed in God to the level that though everything is in the hand of God, but Yirat Shamayim, Akol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYirat Shamayim, the fear of God is in your own hand. In other words, to be a tzaddik or not is not from God, it's from human being himself. In other words, God cannot promise somebody that his children are going to be tzaddikim, because it is in the hands of his children. But here is being promised this.
Yet who did he take?
And Avraham Avinu believed him.
Enoch, he took him early because he said his children were going to be bad. Hashem took Enoch.
Chanoch.
He took him. He died
Why?
Only 375 years when everybody else had 900 years, because he said that his children were going to turn out bad. So rather than have that, he took them.
Okay, let's see what's happening here.
No.
So it's what you're saying now is going to be connected to what I'm saying now. You see in a minute. This is happening after he wins the war against the kings and brings everything back. And who is coming to bless him and gives him an offering? Malkitzedek Melech Shalem. Who is Malkitzedek? They say Malkitzedek is Shem, the son of Noah, which is also the father of those nations who were being killed by whom? By Avraham Avinu. Yeah. And he's coming and giving an offering to Avraham Avinu that he won in the war. And now Avinu is thinking to himself, what's happening here? He is happy that I killed his children.
Yeah.
I'm also his child, but in the end of the way, why is he happy? Because they are sinner. They were connected to the earth. And what is God promising him? That your seed is going to be like
the sand
on the earth. This is 1 minute. I don't want sinners. I want children that are going to go in the way of God. Otherwise, I don't need children. And that's what he's saying to God here. Not that he doesn't believe that he's going to have children. He knows he's going to have children. But he says, the way I see it, you promised me children like the sand on earth, which means they're going to be like those sinners that I killed, Chas v'Sholom. And this I don't want. And this is the case. I have to give whatever I have to whom? To my slave, which is a tzaddik, Eliezer. So then God is taking aim and see what's happening. Vayotze oto achutza. Pasuk, hey. He takes him out. In Perek Tetvav, yes? Vayomer abetna shamayma. Look at the sky. Count the stars. If you can. Vayomer lo koyezer achat. That's the way your seeds are going to be. Like what?
Like
stars in heaven. In other words, tzaddikim.
Okay.
You see? everything's got a reason. Because in the beginning, God is promising Avraham Avinu that he's going to have children. But he's comparing the children to the earth. Avraham Avinu doesn't take any notice, but after he comes back from the war and he sees the welcoming of what's his name again? He's got problems with names. Malkitzedek, the king of Jerusalem, which is Shem, is blessing him for winning a war against his children because they were sinners. So he starts thinking, one minute, God promised me children like earth. Earth is showing us the connection to the physical side, to the body side, to Chas v'Shalom, they can be sinners. If they're connected to earth, if they are earthly people, not spiritual people, they're going to be Chas v'Shalom sinners. And I don't want children like this. Here you can look at the children of Shem, which is a tzaddik. But he had children that were not tzaddikim. So he's telling God, what's going to happen? So God is telling him, you don't worry. Your children are going to be like the stars. Because sand has also got good qualities. Now Avraham will understand that also the blessing of sand was from the good point of view, not from the bad point of view. But still, everything's got a reason. Because he's being promised children. So why is he standing there asking for children if he was already promised for children? Does he believe God? On the contrary, he believes God. But he says, I want children that are going to be tzaddikim. And then God is promising him children tzaddikim, which is a little...
Yeah, because then where's the...
where is the free choice? Exactly.
Where's the free choice?
Exactly. So would you believe this or not?
Except that...
You will have a problem.
Except Hashem could look into the future. So that's why you still have free choice.
Yeah, but Avraham Avinu, he says that's exactly the point. Avraham Avinu, after this is being told, Avraham Avinu, where is it? Avraham Avinu is being told in Pasuk Vav, after he's being told, this is going to be your seed, what is happening now? Ve'emin ba'Hashem v'yachasheveh lo letzedaka. What's written here? He believed in God and God thought that this is tzedaka. What is tzedaka? How did he translate that tzedaka?
Righteous.
This was righteous from the side of Avraham Avinu. Or maybe it's the opposite way. Avraham Avinu thinks that what God is doing with him is righteousness. Because what God is really doing, it is bending the rules, like it looks like it. Because God is promising something that should really be in the hands of his children.
Yeah.
They have to choose if to be tzaddikim or to be Rashaim. But God is promising him that his children are going to be
tzaddikim.
How can you promise a thing like this? But Avraham Avinu understands that if God, and it doesn't matter what God knows or doesn't know, Avraham Avinu believes God, whatever he tells him. Even if it goes against the normal idea. And that's getting us together to the test of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu knows one thing. Whatever God tells me to do, I'm doing. Whatever God tells me, I believe in. That's the great believer Avraham Avinu. That's his power. To believe in God and to do exactly what God is telling him to do. No doubt, no questions. Even if God promising him something that looks not reasonable or doesn't go together with the laws of God himself, the same way as God is telling him to take his son, which also doesn't go with the law of God himself, which is merciful, which doesn't allow to sacrifice children, human being, and here he's telling him to take his son, and here he's promising him tzaddikim. So one of the big lessons of our parsha is, first of all, the use of words and verbs that tells us a story. Each change is telling us a different story. Then we learn that Avraham Avinu, the only thing that takes place in his decision is what God wants me to do. Not if I'm going to benefit out of it, or if I'm going to lose out of it. If God is telling me something to do, that's what I'm doing. If God is promising something, even if it doesn't sound reasonable, do I believe or not? I believe. And this is what we should learn from Avraham Avinu, to try and do whatever God tells us to do, and to go on our tests. And by the way, to end this thing, to go on a test, and we talked about it also, is if I'm doing the test, even if the result is not exactly what I expected, I did the test. Because standing up to a test is doing the test. If I'm not doing anything, then I didn't do the test. Mm-hmm. But if I did, and the result was not so good, that's no problem. Because we are not being judged
on
the results. We are being judged on our intention and what we do, and what we put into trying to do. Yo.